We're on the line for Saturday AM Live, substituting again. This is Shar Rogers for Vance Rogers, our son, who is out of the country at this time. And we have a subject that I think everybody is going to be very excited about, or already are, because a lot of information has leaked out, and that is on the products that NECAN is introducing and the enhancements to the marketing plan, which gives such great advantages to our beginning leaders at the silver and gold rank. And so, Lynn, would you like to just start out by addressing a little bit on that, not, you know, whatever you've got in front of you or that you recall from where some of that started, and then we'll go into the products just after that.
Thank you, Shar, very much. Unfortunately, I wasn't prepared on that. I was a little more prepared on the light and the full spectrum.
Okay, let's just switch, and let's just, I was giving people just a little bit of time to the rest of the people. Sometimes we have a few that come in a little bit later, and they're always curious, but let's just start out by giving what experience, because I understand you're probably the only one that will be on the call that actually has the products, because you live so much closer to headquarters. You're in California. And in Redding or outside of Redding, California, Northern California?
Just west of Redding, about 2 miles by Whiskeytown Lake, the last main northern town on the way to Oregon border.
Okay, I know where that is very well. We spent more than one summer up there enjoying the water, except the heat was sometimes not really enjoyable.
Yes.
But also, I would like people to know a little bit about where you started in NECAN. If you can just give maybe about a two or three minute overview of where you started in NECAN and why you're in NECAN even.
All right, I'd be happy to. Thank you. Why I started in NECAN is I had no quality of life. My body was literally dying. I had had multiple back surgeries. I was basically bedridden. I had paralysis setting in from the breath down, and the doctors gave me no more hope but more surgeries, and I'd had many, many surgeries at the time. And I was on literally handfuls of medication around the clock every 45 minutes, and that had been going on for 23 years. And a dear friend, Lynn Dillman, approached me with a mutual friend, which is the wonders of NECAN, is how we just touch lives one at a time, and brought a couple technologies out. This is 15 and a half years ago. And it was something to put in my socks and something to put anywhere else, which is most of us know is called a back flex and meg steps. And of course, she showed me, and I didn't believe it, and I was pretty drugged out from prescription medication, and I felt guilty a couple hours after she left, and felt that because she devoted a couple hours out of her day, that I owed her the decency to go ahead and at least give it a try, whether I believed it or not. And at the time, I had a husband that said, "Oh, no, it's not going to work. You can't do that." But fortunately, I'm here today, and I did try it. And within a day to 2 days, I called her, and I said, "I don't know what is going on, but something is happening." And I could literally feel something going on in my body. And because I pursued and I kept using them and trying them, it's given me my life. I had no quality to the point where I couldn't even bathe myself or dress myself. I couldn't write a check. I had to be driven in a prone position anywhere I went. And I would not be alive today without NECAN and the technologies. And I steadily added those one at a time, found a way to do that because I was on a workman's comp legal lawsuit at the time and had no real money to work with, but I found a way because my intention was to do that because there was something getting better. And it's been over 8 to probably 9 years now that I haven't taken any medication or anything, not only prescribed but over the counter. But you don't take any of my products away from me because I do travel with them, and it is my life. And I now can actually use less products during the daytime as long as I sleep on the new RAM system, which is totally incredible. And always, I exclusively drink the water. And I have life now. And that's my life's mission, is to just reach out to people one at a time and educate them, the ones that choose to go forward. I am so excited for them because this is quality of life, and we all deserve to have quality of life.
You know, there was somebody very close to you that I know had an outstanding experience also. Touch on that for a minute or so.
Thank you. I'd be happy to do that. My mother was given less than 2 months to live with the big C, which is life-threatening, running through her whole body, that literally started in her colon metastasizing and was running through her lymph node system. And I proceeded to go against all the doctors, and when she was in the hospital, set up a wellness, as we know today, a wellness room at that time, six or seven years ago, we didn't know what a wellness room was, but I brought the sleep system that we used at the time, the water, snuck all the nutritionals in, and some of the whole food that we were starting to introduce, and then Meek, unfortunately, had just released the air, and I went to a payphone at the hospital and called, and this was in Southern California, so fortunately it was only one day to receive it, and I took that in. And, of course, I had to fight a lot of channels to do that, and they kept saying, no, you can't do that, you can't bring these things in here. And I said, well, my mother is out of here if you don't let me bring these things in. And, of course, we went through ups and downs about it. And then later, what was really funny and I thought was cute was I found the nurses in there drinking my mother's optimized water and breathing the air and enjoying that. And so, but my mother is alive today and completely free of the big C and just keeping up with me. She went to the convention. She had the time of her life. She's gone to most of the Nikon conventions in the past 15 years, and she is alive as well, thanks to Nikon's technologies and just the uniqueness of the quality and the cutting edge to the products.
You know, I am very amazed when I see her as we travel down into California through Redding and make stops and go there. I shouldn't say we just travel through, but at how young she not only looks but appears. And I'm not sure she divulges her age, but I'm going to ask the same question that Vance asked if you don't want to be specific. But I know she's past the 30s, 40s in prime of her life, of course, because you're a little mature also. And do you want to give a general, or does she make that public? I know, in some ways, she's proud of her age because of where she is and how incredible she operates and looks.
I'd be happy to. It was what comes to mind before I directly answer your question is there were so many people that came up to both of us, but also my mother at the convention, and wanted to take her picture, and they'd heard her testimony on some of the things that Focus on Growth has, and she was like just the spotlight, because she was just literally radiating. And no, she doesn't prefer to share her age because of the generation she comes from, but she is 83, in January she'll be 84.
Oh my goodness, see, I don't even recall ever hearing exact. I knew she was past my age, that's all I knew, and I don't mind, mine is 68. Oh, I just tell people I'm pushing 70. So, oh, well, what difference does the number make? Not really, as far
but
as I'm concerned.
It's how you feel from within. When you're living from your heart and you just radiate that, it allows your body to be younger.
That is for certain. That is for certain.
I'll and a lot of people kept thinking that didn't know us that she was my sister.
Well, both of you look incredible. But I know what your mother has been through, and so to see her so in such excellent health is just amazing to me. So, just, you know, those miracles that go on in NECAN that we have to call coincidences, but, you know, now there's so much research behind what we do that, you know, we don't even go there anymore. Did Bob happen to be on with us?
I am on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I just want to know how I can run my timing here a little bit. It's so great to have you, Bob. And one of the things that I would like to have you cover, which I didn't mention in our email, also is the your excitement about the changes that have been taking place, that are taking place to enhance for the benefits for the people that are serious in the ranks of silver and gold about that, too. If you want to just pull something on that, if you have it, in a couple of minutes. And I'm going to let Lynn go on with just a couple of more ideas here, if that's okay with you.
That's great. Thank you for inviting me on this morning.
Oh, well, we love having you. So it's a privilege to have you from the East Coast and with your experience also in NECAN. So we've got people that are not newcomers to NECAN and have seen a lot in the past, and to me that adds another dimension, and that is the growth factor, the stability, and where they see it compared to where we've been in the past with what we have to offer. So anyway, Lynn, just to go on with your next part is I would like you to share your actual experience on the newest technology. I had not a clue, guys, and we're in the, not to be boastful, but we're in the Royal Diamond category, and once in a while I get a little bit of privy information on some of these subjects, but I had not a clue on the new technology that she's about to speak of. What is that technology, Lynn Marie?
That new technology is a natural light full spectrum, which is, to me, I think it's the next breakthrough for NECAN for the next 35 years. I mean, I believe this is just astronomical for everything that lives and is alive. It depends upon the function of light and the proper light to survive. And we did have the honor to receive my mother and myself and a few of our other my other partners in NECAN in the last couple of days the light. And of course, after reading the instructions and plugging it in quickly, it reminds me of the most quality piece of equipment that somebody could ever even dream of. It's very sophisticated, but in plugging it in, it does have three articulated points where it completely moves in multiple positions. It does have a USB port, so you can plug it from your like computer or laptop to the light, or also into AC power. And just in within a few minutes, Char, when we plugged it in, there were a couple of us on the phone communicating back and forth. And my feeling was a soothing feeling that I felt, like a calming feeling, also known as. And the other person who I was speaking with was in their 70s and or late 70s, and they picked up a piece of writing or printed material that was very, very minute in size, and she said that, oh my gosh, I can read this.
And normally that's a struggle to read that particular piece with, you know, that smaller print. And so I went and got a piece that had small print, and it's very, very soothing to the eye. It's almost like it lets the eye open up to be able to see better, and more clearly. And I found myself, like last night, wanting to turn it on and get in the room where it was and get near it and just to be able to relax and calm down. Because yesterday was kind of a full day. And I also have a cat that thinks he's a dog, and he will not get away from this lamp. It literally lays right next to it or underneath it. And he's very, very attracted to this.
Okay, you gave a detail going back, which I obviously misunderstood if I heard correctly from you, and that is the USB port. Now, that means that it can operate off of the computer as far as energy. It does not need to be plugged into a regular 110 volt.
That's my understanding. I haven't tried it yet because one of my other partners said that they have tried that.
Okay, because my thought was that you could plug a USB port. I mean, you could plug a computer or a device that needed to run off of USB, and it had to be plugged into electricity. So that, because that I have on other lamps that I have.
Okay,
and,
well, maybe that's what he was trying to imply.
I haven't
tried it myself.
Okay, we'll leave that one open then. So that's one we can check out. So not a problem, but the important
one of the examples that Dr. Lieberman, Jacob Lieberman, shared with us in the fantastic training that he and information that he gave us was very humorous to me, is that he said he was talking and relating to the importance of light entering our eye. And he said that big, huge thing behind our eye is not a tumor. It's our brain, and it does have to be fed. And as a lot of us know, the brain feeds the body. And I thought that was very humorous. And he did relate to a lot of different scriptures. I have one here when he was talking about the impact of light. And he said in the New Testament in Luke 11:34, the light of the body is your eye, and when your eye is clear, your whole body is clear, and the whole body is also full of light. And the impact of this thing is I just can't even express how important this is going to be to everybody and everything, again, that lives. He also shared the eye is responsible for 90% of the information we take in during our lifetime. Over 3 billion sensory inputs are received by the body each second. 2 billion are received by the way of our eyes. 98% of the sunlight enters the body through the eye, and 2% by the way of the skin. And he did express that you do still need to get out in the sunlight at least 20 minutes a day, whether you don't do that now, to work up to it in one or two increments, because that is still essential for us. And then he continued to go on for every 2 hours, approximately 99% of the body's new blood volume is exposed to light as it circulates through the body's the blood vessels on the back of the eye, continuously altering the blood chemistry. I mean, this is just enormous.
Wow. And just to understand the size proportion, it's about the size of a desk lamp. Height is, what, 2.5 feet maybe?
Approximately, if you extended it straight up, it'd probably be 2.5, maybe 30 inches if you put it straight up.
Okay.
There's many positions that you can put it in. You can even aim the light up to the ceiling. as well as extend it, you know, different direct out and different angles. At the base, it is a rubber ring, steel encased in rubber, and it's for weight, and it has about a hand-sized grip, circular diameter at the bottom, and it has a red ring just above that before it starts articulating into the bends, and that is your on and off, and it has a just a slight turn to click it to turn on, and it starts at maximum, and then it will decrease down to minimum.
So it has a rheostat on it, I understand.
It's a rotating ring.
To take the different amounts of light, or produce different amounts of light.
That's correct.
Intensity is what I'm saying, I guess.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very, very user-friendly, very comfortable to do that. Very, very flexible.
I've kind of opened with just a really quick phrase with people when I say, hey, a new technology, let there be light. And, I will state that way back when we first entered the field, I ran into a writer, actually met her, that was writing on Nikan's technologies, and then she wrote for other companies also. And she had a couple of other technologies that I thought were really, really far out there and woo-woo. And I thought, my goodness, she's on base for Nikan's technologies of magnetism, because that's all we had. But these two other technologies, and one of them was light. And I'm going, yeah, right, you know. It just sounded way, way out there. This is not a new subject. They have known about the values of light. It's just that the knowledge has increased so dramatically over the 18 years that we've been in NECAN. And hearing it come together, because I've just heard bits and pieces from different, you know, sources, never, ever gave a thought to it beyond that, or wondered if NECAN would even have it. So I am just absolutely ecstatic about what you've shared, Lynn. Marie, would you just really quickly wind up the subject of jewelry here, because I know you're the only female on the line here, and going to be, and might be easier.
Oh, I'd be happy to.
Although it's not just for females, obviously.
No. We have a full power band, what they call power band line, and they're very flexible. Very much improved over the sports brand band that we had, the green and also the black with the Shannon Miller. They're almost a nylon-type covering. They have three beads in essence, which the young people just literally love. On the way back from the convention, I mean, I had people saying, I want one of those. The three beads are magnetics, and the rest is the triphase, the far infrared and the negative ions. They're bendable, twistable, braidable. You can make headbands. They come in two colors. It's a yellow or kind of a golden yellow and black. You can weave them. You can make belts. Of course, my thinking is I also lean toward a lot of animals, and these are going to be fantastic because of the different lengths available in the power bands, where they will all interlink together, small and the large bracelet, and then the necklace. They're dressy, but they're casual as well, and you have three different lengths that you can work with in doing that. And the other jewelry that I feel very proud to have is very dressy. It is elegant. It has the magnetics, and it does have the far infrared. And it's made of a very high grade stainless steel with they're not quite square. They're a little bit more oblong type square link, And they have the stainless steel casing. Then they have, on the top surface, they have a band of stainless. Inside that is a white center. And inside that is a black. And then we have matching studded earrings to go with it, again, like we had the pearls long ago, and which is fantastic. And we have a bracelet, necklace, and the earring set. And for the men, we have a bracelet, possibly, who knows, something else in the chain department coming for the men. But they are very, very elegant is the biggest word I could say.
You're saying elegant, but, you know, I can also see myself throwing those on with jeans because I'm a jeans person.
Oh, yeah.
And looking just, you know, funky classic, I guess I might say. And I don't believe age has anything to do with any of this that I'm saying, so guys, take your time to like.
No,
I'm not trying to be a teenager by any means. I'm just trying to have fun in life and make everything useful and work to the best of my ability here. But both of these sound absolutely outstanding, the styles and everything else, and I know they really attested to the quality that was built into these also.
Oh, yes, and for example, in just the bracelet, there are four links that are adjustable that can be removable. So they're
very... we've just addressed everything we could ever think of that ever came up that might throw a kink into anything for us with the jewelry.
That's correct, and the catches are very nice. They're more like a style we used to have. The links in between each one are very much improved, but the quality is very, very good.
Lynn, you have done just an outstanding job on giving us an overview of the products to wear. My goodness, I'm going to be standing in the street looking for the delivery man here.
Char, I'd like to share one more thing, and we address it a lot.
Okay.
And one thing that Dr. Jacob Lieberman brought up is just as poor diet can lead to malnutrition, ingesting poor quality of light can result in malillumination, and you might do a Google search for that, with similar effects. And he did have an example that they took one company that registered their whole facility and used the full spectrum light, and they found that within a year that they saved $235,000 annually because of reduced computer errors by employees.
Is that a factor for our economic conditions right now that companies are feeling a little stressed about?
That's correct. Right.
Wow.
And this does address the third eye and the pineal gland and what we thought the information about the pituitary gland was the master gland. Well, now they've recognized that the body's real master gland is the pineal gland.
You know, what pops into my mind, which never even occurred to me, is there just might be a need for people that are in a competitive work field now to prove their skill level to a higher level by carrying a very portable lamp with them to work, chaining it to their desk or whatever.
And it can't be because it has an opening to do that.
Okay, and give them the edge on their peers around them. What a thought.
That's why I say this is just opens up every opportunity that I could even conceive.
I mean, to spend 8 hours or more in a position where you are, and most people, you know, an awful lot of people that are doing anything that's, you know, clerical, are pretty much in one place when they're doing their work. And to have that advantage with them for that period of the day, I mean, gee, how are they going to feel by the time they get home?
You know? Very nice.
I can understand why the company put two in the pack.
You know, you want more than two, that's for sure. They are very, very collapsible and fold-upable.
But it's startable. Okay, we have to move on and give Bob and Stephen is going to be on the line shortly here, too.
Thank you so much, and everybody,
thank
I just
you.
that you get to the conventions next year.
That's a good plug. Yes, very much so. So I'm going to very quickly move on to Bob. Give the exact pronunciation. I don't do the best job on it. Of your last name, full name for me.
Sure. You do fine. My last name is Béliveau, Bob Béliveau.
Okay.
And if you're French, maybe you say Bob Béliveau, you know. But I say to people, don't call me late for dinner, you know.
Okay.
Call me anything, but don't call me late for dinner. So that was great summary there by Lynn. And what I wanted to just comment on before I get into what you asked me about just earlier, this call about the new ranks and the new compensation structure incentives. I got to meet Dr. Lieberman afterwards. Stephen B. and Gisela were there as well. Maybe he'll speak on that. But I actually read his book, Shar, like 12, 13 years ago. I have it in front of me, one of his first books, Light, Medicine of the Future. And I'm so happy to see this technology come into the wellness home because it's just amazing, everything that Lynn said. You know, we live in a 24/7 lighted environment. Now illumination is huge. And, you know, so I know at the pre-launch in Cancun, and I imagine in November at the launches, they'll more than likely, I would imagine, share the same two-piece document that we all have at the launches. So people will have educate themselves and speak proficiently about the technology we have and so forth and so on.
Oh, so you did get a sheet that had more details on it.
Yeah, Dr. Lieberman put together a two-page article, and they handed them out there in boxes, so I'm sure at the launch they'll, I would imagine, have the same structure there. So everybody will have that. I'm imagining. I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't, so.
Well, I'm sure if they don't, they're going to be quickly duplicated by the
leader. Right, right. If someone just, you know, Googles his name, Lieberman, L-I-B-E-R-M-A-N, he's written other books since this one, but it speaks on all of that. And
so the book that came out, that's been several years ago, like you said.
Yeah. Well, I had, as many of us early, and this kind of bridges in, you know, many of us who've been around Econ for a long time, in the 90s when we didn't have the internet, we were all like finding out information, right, about what far infrared is. That's what drew me into this because it speaks a lot about the light spectrum.
Okay.
And so that's what drew me into looking at the book. Great book, great information. Great to see that we have it now.
Give the title once more.
Sure. It's Light, Medicine of the Future.
Thank you. I just ordered that yesterday, and I thought, well, I'm not sure how much value it's going to be because it is older, but from what you're saying, it's going to cover it still.
Well, I haven't seen his more recent books. They focus on different subjects. This one here, you know, talks about classroom lighting for children, you know, from the light blue. You know, a lot of many of us know about the public energy companies for years have been selling these energy efficient bulbs, but it puts out a different cool white fluorescent color, which is not just cheaper, but it's actually more expensive for your health.
There's a lot of reference to full spectrum in the workplace, in the stores you'll see that, but ours is definitely set aside from that I've learned.
Yeah. Well, I had the opportunity driving back to the airport, actually on the bus that Nikon so elegantly carted us around to and from the airport for safety reasons and so forth and also for convenience, but I got to sit with Dave Johnson across from him, and I couldn't resist making the comment. I said, Dave, you're selling light bulbs again. And, of course, that'll be, I'm sure, a good joke going around, right?
Yes, I'm certain of that.
So what did you need to cover? What did you want to address?
Would you transfer into the marketing plan? And I know Stephen is probably on the line by now. Is going to give us a little bit of help, and I hope you can run over just a little bit on the tail end, Stephen, so we can take a couple of extra minutes here. Bob's just getting to the point where he's able to share the information on the marketing plan enhancements for the golds and the silvers, the added value here. So, and Lynn has done an outstanding job on the products, including the light technology with a lot of info there, too. So go ahead, if you can wait just a couple of minutes, Stephen.
Sure.
And we'll let you wind it up then after Bob has gone through the enhancements, which I know are going to excite everyone also that's serious about this as a business.
Right. Thank you, sir. So what was really great is Monday night on the Pathfinders call, Rick Murphy had Dennis Williams as a guest, so he put together a nice presentation, which I have the benefit of going off those notes now. So basically the compensation plan is a part of Nikan's ongoing strategy to focus, simplify, and improve, right, everything that we've been working on, drive growth, long-term stability, and increase the income of the active builders. Essentially what they did, that I understand, is they looked at everything and they said, let's reward where a lot of the activity is taking place. And the brief result of their analysis was at the gold and silver level, that's where a lot of the activity was, but a lot of people, for example, weren't qualifying at the silver and gold levels. And so they adjusted that to make what they now have, and it's starting to, I think it's going to be starting in November, so the first pay result of that will be in the December checks, and that is a qualified producer bonus to reward consistent activity. And essentially, and there's another part of that, the also, I'll just touch on the main points, the stair step in leadership positions will be revised to focus on desired activities, and the modified auto home program will also now include what they call a lifestyle strategy, meaning some people may not want to or need to buy a home or a car with that money, and Nikan will now have what they call a lifestyle bonus, same qualifications, same amounts, but the money can be applied to vacation, schooling, things like this, other than maybe just a home and a car. So it gives people more latitude to get rewarded at those levels, but not just, you know, tying in the money to an auto and a home. So I think a lot of people are going to enjoy that. The qualified producer, basically, and this is all going to be covered in the launches in November, I'm sure, but the qualified producer will be, if you're, say, a silver at 2,000 or a gold at 1,500 for your leadership qualifications.
Excuse me just a second. Stephen, that might be your cell that I'm hearing. Do you have a mute button on that?
Let me try that and see.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Bob. I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you. I was sensing that too. Thanks. Yeah, so the qualified producer, essentially, nothing changes in qualification other than it's rewarding the people who are consistently having a reason to qualify. That's the key word, consistency. And so if you say a gold or silver and you qualify the first month, obviously you're going to get your, you know, your percentages. But more than that, if you qualify for two consecutive months, so let's say it starts in November. So November, December, silvers and golds qualify their levels. That will put them in a position where they'll have an extra 1% on their bonus for two consecutive months, 1.5% bonus on three consecutive, and for four and beyond consecutive months, you hold an additional 2% bonus. And what's nice about that is it just rewards consistent activity. So if you go, say, 4 or 5 months and then you have a blip and you go below, well, then it starts all over. You go back to 2, 3, 4 months to bring yourself back up. And I like, you know, for me, being around Larry Proffitt, also got to speak with Larry and Pat while I was there. So many people at this convention. I like what Larry Proffitt has always said, right, is that, you know, minimums become goals for people, and so this puts it at you actually growing a good, solid organization, you know, with a long-term approach and vision.
That is excellent, and, you know, I agree with you so much on that as far as the stability of where we're headed and to reach those goals. And you're right. When we started, we didn't even think about minimums. We were just out doing it.
And
we were reaching, our averages went, if we didn't have a $20,000 a month volume base, we weren't happy with what we did. And we've gotten into this, I mean, I'm three fingers pointing at us. You know, I'm not speaking to other people. I'm thinking where we have settled down into a comfort zone. That is ridiculous. When people need what we have desperately, physically and financially, I mean, how can we be so selfish?
Well, I think everything goes through cycles. Don't be too hard on yourself. I think everything goes through cycles, right? So I think it's a reawakening. We're seeing this all around the planet, and I think we're seeing it in Nikan with, over the last 4 or 5 years, at least my perspective of the new leadership and all the infrastructure and everything that's been put in place. I mean, from the internet to the personal web pages to just all those pieces that weren't there 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago.
You know, and this sounds horrible, but I think the economy has done us a big favor. When you say
open up a door if we know how to bridge that gap and bring it into people's consciousness.
A wake-up call. Well, we are definitely running over. Thank you for being so concise on that and giving
us
a really vital point of where the convention was. And I'm just going to switch, not trying to shortchange you at all, Bob, but I'm going to switch to Stephen B. Hopefully he's still on the line with us. It got really, really quiet.
It must have been my cell phone, sorry. What Bob said and what you said about minimums, you know, when you raised me up in the business, I didn't even know the ranks below silver. We just kind of crashed on through those and went on to silver kind of quickly. The executive and the bronze, I don't know, they just kind of got lost back there. But as for us, we are, and always have been, and of course, Char, you know that I'm telling the truth because we're right there on your recap, we are usually 5 to 10 times above our minimum qualifications on our PGV.
Oh, yeah.
We actually run 4 auto ships a month, and we arrange those so that they would always be on the same day of the week, so that if we need to alter those, we remember, well, let's see, this is October, then Tuesdays will be auto ship days, or Fridays will be auto ship days in December, whatever. And that way it's kind of easy for us to peg and go in and make changes, and we do that pretty consistently.
How brilliant. Thank you.
Yes, that has really helped. Just those extras, and you, if you have one auto ship, you may want to raise it to 2 and kind of keep it on the same day of the month every 2 weeks, or when you add a third one, consider doing that. Really, really helps. There are spins that people put onto things. In fact, this morning my wife and I here in the East are in a love and respect conference with a couple thousand people. It's on marriage and really, really excellent. Talking about the language that women speak and that men speak. Women, of course, speak the language of love. Men want to be respected. And that comes from scripture. So, when I was at the conference in Mexico a week ago, I was hearing these new enhancements to the marketing plan that Bob so eloquently outlined, which essentially mean that we can get an extra 2% if we just do what we're supposed to do, up to 2%, and we can also add the auto home enhancement. So I think everybody's checks will go up somewhat just by doing what we ought to do. But I got home and I began to hear a little negative spin the first couple of days. People were calling and saying, somebody called me and said that Nikan has changed its marketing plan and people are leaving by the droves. And I didn't hear anything like that at all in Mexico. I heard that we had enhanced the plan and added to it. And with the people that I'm running with, I just heard no negativity, whatever. Everybody seems very pleased that this has been added. But I came on a moment ago, I heard Bob speaking about Dr. Lieberman, and I had called Dennis Bryant of Focus on Growth from Mexico and told him about this. So he started researching this, and he has already laid in a stock of books. So if you want to get a pencil ready, I'll tell you how to reach Dennis if you don't know already. You can call Dennis and Nancy at 1-800-496-8508. That's 1-800-496-8508. And they already have a supply of Dr. Lieberman's books. But I can tell you that this light, like Char said, goes beyond what other people have done in this full spectrum light. And it will be something that I'm very enthusiastic about, because I've thought about all this light pollution that I have in my home at night, the computer and all of the lights. And during the day, I'm not out in the sun. I'm over by the computer. So I'm going to feed my eyes with this light when I'm sitting there at the computer during the day, and sometimes I think I'll just unplug it and go outside and do it when the weather's nice. All in all, the some of that has to do with the inner workings of NECAN. A lot of it has to do with the way the management has begun to listen and adjust to the field. I think they've really taken some good advice. They've done many of the right things. The IT that you spoke about a moment ago, the ability to get onto the computer and make things really happen there in a personal way is an immense positive. And if you just review other companies, we are right up there with some of the best and out front of most of those when it comes to computer technology. I sat with the computer people on the bus back to the airport and heard some of their plans and what they've been doing, and they feel that everything's being done right, and I would certainly agree with that. And I was born before 1980, so computers maybe don't come as easy for us, Shar, as they do for some other people, but they're making it almost dummy-proof. So there are these tools that are in your hands, the new technologies. The light technology was just kind of overwhelming. It kind of came in from, I would say, from out in the field somewhere. I had never even thought of this technology until NECAN came along with it. The IT and the marketing plan enhancements, and just the general attitude of the convention. It was respectful toward the field, and I think we'll find that continuing. So I would say to everybody, it's a very good time to really thrust forward in NECAN. And that's the substance.
We have a win-win situation, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And thanks for the opportunity to speak this morning.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time out of your conference to be with us and share that information. I appreciate more than you know, and so will Vance when he gets home and is able to hear it. So thank you. I'll allow you to go back to that, Stephen B., and it's just been a pleasure to have all of you on the call, Lynn Marie, Bob, and Stephen. And I want to just wind this up by saying if you are listening to this recorded, the number that was dialed for the Saturday AM calls is 218-548-1536 with a PIN code of 1536 pound. If you would like to join us live on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. Pacific time, that's where we always are. And also, you can go to the website that Steve Crowfoot provides for us with a recording, which is www.saturdayamlive.com or www.canb4u.biz. And that's spelled out can, C-A-N, the letter B for boy, four, number four, and U, the letter U, and .biz/S. So those are ways of achieving that, and also a CD is available that's recorded by Blue Ribbon Video at 1-800-533-2885. Again, thank you to our speaker guests that have made this possible with the latest information from Cancun. And guys, look forward to the launch coming up the 12th, 13th, and 14th of November, because you want to make sure you have as many guests there as you can possibly get. That means go to work today and let people know that it's coming, and then make sure you do your follow-up with them. I would shoot for having 10 to 15 people at each of the launches. You know what that means? That means you're restarting your business. That's where we started ours, was with about 10 people. Now, how many did we go through to get 10 people there? More than you care to know. So that means you've got just a couple, two, 3 weeks to really get things in motion and just send your business skyrocketing before the holidays with these incredible products that NECAN has given us with the technologies behind them. So make it an absolutely wonderful day and a wonderful week and a wonderful end of the year with what we have available. Guys, again, thank you for participating on the call this morning, all of you.
Thank you, Shar.
You're more than welcome. Bye-bye for now.